Poland's president vetoes MiCA crypto rules. For a third time, Poland's president has vetoed the legislation that would put the EU's crypto rulebook into force domestically, and he has done it for the third time. CoinDesk reported on July 1st that the country is now the only EU member state without a functioning MiCA licensing regime. Every other government in the bloc has enabling law on the books. Warsaw does not. The Markets and Crypto Assets Regulation, MiCA, is EU-wide law. It sets one authorization standard for exchanges, wallet providers, and stablecoin issuers across all 27 member states. The catch is that each country has to pass its own national legislation, naming a supervisor, and switching the licensing machinery on. Poland's parliament passed that enabling bill. The presidential veto is what keeps blocking it. A domestic standoff, not an EU one. The dispute here is between Poland's parliament and its president, not between Poland and Brussels. MiCA already applies. The missing piece is the national law that designates which regulator issues and polices the licenses. Without it, Polish crypto businesses have no domestic authority to apply to, and the transitional grace period that let firms keep operating under old rules is running out across the bloc. That timing is the problem. The EU's transition window for unlicensed firms has been closing throughout 2026, and companies in most member states have spent the year racing to secure authorization. As of late June, the bloc had issued 244 MiCA licenses, with Germany and France well out in front. Firms based in Poland cannot join that count because there is no Polish authority empowered to hand out the paperwork. The passporting trap, MiCA's headline benefit, is passporting. Get licensed in one member state, and you can serve customers across the entire EU without seeking 27 separate approvals. A crypto exchange authorized in Germany or Ireland can legally market to users in Warsaw. For a Polish firm, the veto flips that logic into a liability. A domestic company that wants to keep operating cannot get a home license, so its cleanest option is to establish a regulated entity in another member state and passport back into its own market. That means legal costs, a foreign supervisor, and possibly relocating staff. Meanwhile, foreign competitors licensed elsewhere in the EU can already reach Polish customers under the same passporting rules. The outcome is a home field disadvantage baked into the standoff. Ripple effects for users and stablecoins. For ordinary crypto users in Poland, the immediate practical impact is muted. MiCA licensed platforms from elsewhere in the EU can still operate there, so access to exchanges and to crypto cards funded by stablecoin balances is not cut off. The friction lands on Poland-headquartered businesses and on any firm that wanted Poland as its EU base of operations. Stablecoin issuers feel a sharper version of the same squeeze. MiCA imposes strict reserve, redemption, and reporting rules on euro and dollar tokens, and enforcement runs through the national supervisors each country appoints. With no appointed supervisor in Poland, an issuer cannot anchor its EU compliance there. That pushes stablecoin activity toward the member states that already have their regimes running, concentrating the market further in the bloc's regulatory leaders. The pattern across the EU this year has been firms consolidating into whichever jurisdictions moved fastest. Binance pulled its Greek MiCA application days before the deadline to focus its licensing effort elsewhere. A sign of how much the choice of home regulator now shapes strategy. A country stuck without any regime does not enter that calculation at all. The road ahead, a third veto signals a durable political fight rather than a procedural delay. Parliament can try again, or seek to override, but each round leaves Polish firms in limbo for longer. The rest of the EU has moved from writing MiCA to enforcing it. Poland is still arguing over whether to switch it on. For anyone running a business that touches Polish crypto markets, the working assumption for now is that a home country license is not available, and that an EU passport secured in another member state remains the only reliable path into the market.